Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Did you ever take an acid?
No.
All right. What happens when you take acid or go scuba diving is the same thing. If you take acid or go scuba diving, you come back, but you're a little different.
I'm a deep sea diver. Got a stroke and I can't go wrong.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I think what we've done so far on the show is established that when the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad don't have an outlet for like a month being away from the studio, then all hell's going to break loose. So I apologize for what has happened so far, but that's just what happens when the crew doesn't have an outlet to share their creativity. And it just kind of comes out all at once.
Like it does suck
giant
for them.
Vomit.
Greg.
Seasick incident.
Yeah. Greg.
Yes, Casey, the tobacco nut.
Do you know what the fish said when he swam into the concrete wall?
Nope.
I do.
Damn.
Okay.
Then he didn't even get that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Damn.
No.
Fish,
no cursing on this show. I mean,
no, it's
on.
A like hydroelectric dam.
Yeah, you and your beaver divers. Whatever.
Well, they're real. Look them up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look.
Do not look them up.
I do want to talk more about CJ's journey on becoming a dive master and what sparked this issue. But we need to get to Dr. Doug Ebersole. I mean, he's the one professional among this sea of chaos that we've surrounded him with. And we apologize to you, Dr. Doug, for that. But we appreciate the fact that you're willing to tolerate this nonsense as much as you do.
Always. Not a problem.
Okay, great.
Always entertaining.
Yes. Well, that's one word.
I told Greg to play your theme song, and he won't listen to me.
No, I would. I could play that.
Why? I told you before the show.
What?
Dr. Doug's going to be on Play His Song.
Wait, you want me to play it now? Is that really... Do we need to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called production
value.
CJ
did a great job with that.
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said CJ did a great job with that.
Okay. Well,
let's
remind ourselves how this thing goes. Okay. Yeah. All right. I get it. I remember now. We'll take
Mark Cowbell.
Yes. Come on.
Hey, how you like my new Batwings costume?
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Genuine pleather.
He sang by the Drunken Santa. I remember that. Right. Been a while.
He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Uh-huh.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee,
what?
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
I don't think that's how he works. Really.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Dr. Doug.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Okay. Now, I don't think there's any glove involved with what he does. He's a
heart
surgeon.
That's been years since you've played that.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. And there you go.
My grandkids love it, by the way.
Do they? Sorry about that.
Awesome.
Just what we do.
That's right.
Fun for all ages.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. We've corrupted them
early
on. Road
trip with Dr. Doug is not boring.
Well, I'll tell you, I certified CJ in open water. Him a bubble boy. But I'm not capable of doing this journey for him to become a dive master. Are you still doing training like that too, Dr. Doug? Or you only do like the rebreather stuff and cave diving thing?
Yeah, I can. I don't much because I don't have time.
Right.
I pretty much do technical diving, advanced nitrox deco procedures through Trimix, and then rebreathers and cave diving, and that pretty much fills up my schedule.
Well, I figured as much.
Greg,
he knows all the smart stuff.
Greg, you know both my instructors.
I do, and I'm a little concerned.
Wow. You like to laugh and be joking around, guy.
Well, that's okay. But yeah, Brittany Brown,
the Aqua Gypsy,
has been helping CJ, and she was the
CJ. Actually, I have my name on one of your C cards too.
That's right, for Cavern.
Your Cavern Diver
and Nitrox.
Oh, yeah. And Nitrox. Yep, okay, that's right.
Wow.
But Res, our Advanced Open Water, Brittany did.
That's the IANTD, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So Dr. Doug helped with that. Brittany did Advanced Open Water, but now you're looking towards
Rescue
Jerry,
Divers. Next.
Well, Jerry the Diver guy.
Right.
To do
You know, he's saving the best for last. <That's right.
laughs> Look at him. He's that's full hilarious. Of confidence.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't go easy on me, Jerry.
That's what she said.
Rake me over the coals.
Yeah, wait till you start doing pool stuff, and I'll forget what you've done and make you redo it over and over and over.
Good.
No, so, that wasn't your first. Just do a hint, it again.
When you take classes with Jerry, things will go much better if you start with a cooler full of beer.
Well,
I think
Jerry's going to make you his dive bitch. It sounds like to me you're going to be lugging tanks.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Well, it takes.
Whatever.
I'm
you know, that's what dive masters are.
Really?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're teaching them, I guess that's the case.
I did see a video about that.
Yeah. There's rescue. You got to do rescue first, though. Yep. That's the next thing.
And I got to do the CPR.
Yeah. There's actually an event, Rescue Diver Ready. They just announced this this past week.
I did take the rescue deal as part of the, optional one of the advanced open water.
Yeah. Oh, one of the.
Pretty interesting.
The specialty modules.
Little. No, it wasn't.
Or
maybe it was.
For advanced open water?
Yeah, I ended up taking one more than I needed to, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about...
Yeah, Rescue Diver is one of those things everybody should take.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, you know, once again...
Yeah, I found that one to
make
be
makes you
best.
More self-resilient myself.
They're doing a mini two-day program they just announced in Fort Lauderdale in September, and I plan to have the organizer on the show next week. Rescue Diver Ready is the program that they're working together with Dan and Patty, and I think Garmin's involved in it in some way, too, but it's...
I hear it's the hardest course you can take.
You don't have Rescue Diver?
No, Minnie? Hell no. I heard it was too hard.
Minnie, you need to take Rescue Diver and get that certification to rescue yourself from yourself.
It's not a hard class. It's time-consuming class.
Right. It's a lot of skills.
You got to pick up bodies and you got to lift stuff, and it sounds...
Oh, there's certain ways you do things.
Yeah.
But also, the best accident is the one that never happens.
Correct.
Right.
And learn to pick up stress in people ahead of time and hopefully prevent accidents is equally as important as the rescue part of it.
Absolutely.
That's what they teach you. Expand your bubble.
Okay. Well, a good diver's always learning, and a rescue diver is definitely one of those elements that'll just make you a better diver and prepared when things go wrong, or at least you'll have an idea.
The other good one to take, Dan is getting out of the training business, but they're providing materials for all the other agencies. And the Dan DFA Pro Diving First Aid for Professionals is an outstanding course. So that gives you all the CPR first aid, all that kind of stuff you need for dive master instructor anyway. And it's an excellent, excellent course.
Yes. It's good stuff. So you'll be able to save all of us, CJ, when you go through all this
stuff. Well, you've already been through all this stuff. So
well, I have.
You shouldn't need me.
Well, if something happens to me, you might have to, save me.
All right.
Yeah. And you would do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, would you apply that same thinking to the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, or would it depend on the person?
You think you're Mr. Funny Guy?
No, I'm just saying, if you had to rescue Vinny Two Tanks or Casey the Tobacco Nut, who would go first? Who would you save first?
Depends on who's in worse shape.
That's not the right answer.
Prioritize.
That's actually a good answer. Good triage.
Thank you.
Okay.
Correct answer. Nice try, dive boy.
Okay, I'm trying.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.